קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש, כרך א', מאמר לשמה ושלא לשמה. רק עצה אחת יש לנו.
Sorry, preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, second volume, letter 14. Everyone merits only through overcoming called forces, and each and every force that a person exerts collects, joins into a great account. Meaning, even though a person overcomes at a certain time and has a foreign forthcoming, and he claims that, and even if we are unable to appreciate his greatness and importance because of that, a person has to exert and not forget the goal while studying the goal, that it should always be in front of his eyes, that he wants to receive from the studying, that the studying will impart upon him the greatness and importance of the Creator, and by that he'll merit the Creator coming closer, in order for him to be able to bring him contentment, due to the importance of the Creator, this would be his reward, and he has no yearning for another reward for his work.
There's a question, a great question here, in the greatness of the Creator, that certainly without that we cannot move. But so it won't be like that, like it's in our world, that if a person is important, then of course from the nature of matters, it's clear, it also depends on the environment. If I will greaten someone, then I respect him too. And if we disparage someone, then I disparage him too. It all depends on the society, on that society which influences me. Maybe there's several societies, but there's a society that influences me, then according to that, and then I'm influenced by that. So if the person is important, then I, from nature, am willing to do according to the greatness of the importance. It all has to do with his degree of importance towards me. But this is on behalf of my desire to receive. If the Creator will open his path for us, then by doing so we will work like towards a great person. From our desire to receive, it won't be above reason, it won't be in order to bestow, it'll be in order to receive. It's because through this we're receiving pleasure by belonging to the great one, and to bestow to the great one, it's a pleasure. That's how it is in our nature. And therefore, all in all, our machine is working, and in it doesn't do any spiritual work. The spiritual work is above all the payment which comes in return to the desire to receive. We don't know what it is, but at least according to the definition. Well, that's how it sounds that it is. Therefore, the Creator cannot open his greatness if we don't ask for greatness in order to know him. Meaning the greatness is the condition for us to work for him. Because otherwise it's like in our world. If the person was not important to me, I disparaged him, I disregarded him. All of a sudden the society told me that you don't know who it is, what it is, oh, be careful, he's great, he's wise, he's this and that, he's rich, he's influential, you know, all kinds of things like that, he's special, he's a genius. And then I start to respect him, and then I, to that degree, am willing to serve him. The Creator is concealed. He doesn't reveal those things, but only under the condition that we're preparing ourselves in the group, with the teacher. And we do want to be in bestow. And in order to bestow, I need his force, which is called greatness. Which means that first of all, it is bestow. Then we receive the greatness, as long as it's riding upon this condition, which is the main thing, is to bestow. And So it is to prepare himself. The main thing is to prepare himself with this special deficiency, which is called the three lines. We will learn this. We need to clarify this point more. But we're coming to it. We'll talk about it more and more. It's on the way. This condition is a very gentle detail, but it's very essential. Where is it truly in order to receive, and where is it in order to bestow towards the greatness of the Creator?